On the morning of 13th January 1963, an unscheduled visitor arrived at Mehrazad, Begum Akhtar, aged 49. The celebrated singer from Uttar Pradesh suddenly came to Mehrazad along with Golwalkar, the music director of the Pune All India radio station. Back in 1937-38, Adi Senior had invited Begum Akhtar to sing before Baba and expressed his willingness to pay her round-trip travelling expenses from Lucknow to Ahmednagar. But she demanded an exorbitant fee. At that time, Baba informed Adi, "Don't call her now, one day she will herself come to me." And here she was, coming without an invitation. In response to a message from Golwalkar, she was to have sung before Baba in Guru Prasad in the summer of 1962. But she was unable to do so because of a serious illness at the time. Meeting Baba now in 1963, Begum Akhtar wept copiously. "It seemed as if she had been in Baba's inner contact for years," she told Baba. "From the day I heard of your call, I have been craving your darshan, and I sing a special ghazal before your photograph every day." She beseeched Baba to allow her to sing it before him, to which Baba replied, "I am in seclusion now and I am in no mood to listen to ghazals." Begum Akhtar pleaded and Baba replied, "I will give my permission only on the condition that you agree to come to Pune and give me a performance of 4 to 5 hours at Guru Prasad on any day in April or May. If you agree, I will hear one ghazal now." She was delighted and lovingly accepted the condition. The Queen of Ghazals, as she was then called, who used to charge exorbitant fees, herself came to Baba, begging with a prayer to allow her to sing for him. Seated before Baba and the Manli, Begum Akhtar sang her daily prayer to Baba. Translated, its first line was, "O love, my tears are the result of surrendering to you." Tears of love and joy coursed down her cheeks and she sang. Baba gave her one of his own handkerchiefs with which to wipe her tears. He was so pleased with her singing that she sang 3 more songs. On another occasion at Guru Prasad on 4th May 1963, Begum Akhtar sang for Baba for nearly 3 hours. Before they started, while they were tuning their instruments, Baba remarked, "The original nad does not need such tuning of tal, sur. It is continuous. All worldly music is only the 7th shadow of that original nad." The program was marvelous and Baba was extremely happy. Baba allowed the women Manli to listen from behind the door, and often during the singing, he would turn to them and gesture with a radiant expression, "What a magnificent voice she has." Baba remarked to Begum Akhtar, "A voice such as you have is very, very rare." She bowed and said, "It is all your grace." In subsequent years, Begum Akhtar met Baba and would perform for him. Here is the prayer song, "Ae Mohabbat Tere Anjaam Pe Rona Aaya," by Shakil Badayuddin, which she sang for Baba of January 1963.